Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
So we can't beat me!
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on The Score hotline. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
We're living the dream, and I'm very curious. You know, we had a long conversation this morning where we talked about kind of one of the changes in the NFL may be the amount of money that wide receivers are starting to get. We're seeing the big contracts. We're seeing guys kind of making it known they want to get paid or they want out. And we're just wondering how that applies to this draft and the idea that receivers are starting to really earn, kind of making money like pass rushers, if you will. Free agents.
Well, I think there's two realities. First of all, there are plenty of great receivers that are available every year now. It's becoming something like the running back position where you can find and develop young talent. There are so many 7-on-7 camps, so many quarterbacks throwing balls at an early age to develop their arms. Someone is catching those passes, and we've seen receivers get better, more productive, more quickly because of it. The challenge becomes when you have a great receiver. Look at what the Titans did a couple of years ago. They had A.J. Brown. Instead of paying him, trade him, draft a replacement in Treylon Burks. Well, he hasn't quite worked out. When the Vikings traded Stephon Diggs, drafted Justin Jefferson, that has worked out. So that's one side of it. The other side of it, too, the receiver position, I think, more than any others currently in the NFL, the high-end contracts have a lot of crap in them. They got a lot of bogus, phony baloney, back-end money that makes the deals seem bigger than they are. So, you know, $30 million per year, Tyreek Hill, no. It's not even close to that. Devontae Adams, $28 million per year, it's not even close to that. So that's part of it as well. Some of these big deals aren't as big as we think. $23, $24 million per year is kind of the action zone right now. And yeah, we've got Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Brandon Ayuk, CeeDee Lamb, plenty of guys lined up. That's why it was smart for the Eagles to get ahead of it, get Devontae Smith done, because The one thing that we try to impress on teams all the time, it never gets cheaper if you wait. It only gets more expensive.
So in that context, what's going on in Minnesota with Justin Jefferson not being a participant in the voluntary portion of the Vikings offseason, which began on Monday?
Look, you know, the bottom line is the Vikings just need to pay this guy or trade him to someone who will. And when they didn't sign him to a long-term deal at the start of the 2023 regular season, I thought then, okay, Kirk Cousins, 1 year, he's gone. Next year, Justin Jefferson is used as a piece to allow the Vikings to move up and get their first true franchise quarterback since Fran Tarkenton. And until Jefferson signs, I'm going to believe that's a possibility. Now, we're 9 days away from round one of the draft. I think if they don't trade him by next Thursday, they're probably going to keep him for another year. But if you're going to keep him, pay him. Again, it's never going to get any cheaper. Why not get it done? Make him happy. Get him in the building for the offseason program. Have him around. Lay the foundation for a competitive season. Or dangle him to the Commanders at number two, the Patriots at number three, whatever you would have to package. If you are never going to pay him what he wants, send him to someone who will. The question is, will someone else give him what he's looking for? Because I have a feeling he's looking for more than anybody at that position's ever gotten. You could also argue he deserves it.
What's going on with the Chiefs at wide receiver, specifically the Rashee Rice thing? He's now being sued in court for, I don't know, $1 million and actual damage, but $10 million in punitive charges. He leased the two cars that were involved. Teddy Knox, who is a receiver, at SMU? He is also a guy that is in trouble with this thing. How do they approach that reality heading into the draft?
Well, the Rashee Rice situation creates liability, creates criminal charges, creates whatever punishment the NFL might eventually impose. I get the impression the Chiefs are looking for a way to hang on to Rashee Rice. I mean, if he was a guy at the bottom of the roster, he already would have been cut. We know how this goes. Examples are made of the scrubs. Excuses are made for the stars. And Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs, said some things yesterday that gave me the impression they are going to try to keep this guy around and weather this storm. As to the lawsuit, yeah, there's $1 million, $10 million, whatever the number at the beginning of the lawsuit doesn't matter. All that matters is what the jury puts on the piece of paper when it's time to render a verdict. And there's clearly going to be a verdict rendered against Rashee Rice. He was driving a car recklessly. It's on camera. He caused a 6-car pileup. Whatever the jury decides is fair compensation. That's what he's going to have to pay. The only question I have at this point is whether the street racing somehow puts him beyond the boundaries of his insurance policy and puts him at a position of being personally exposed. You'd have to study his policy. And I've been meaning to look at my own car policy to see if there's an exclusion in there. But we know how insurance companies work. They take your money in and then they build in plenty of exclusions and exceptions to avoid having to pay the money out. And it would seem to me reasonable for an insurance company to say, if you're out there acting like Speed Racer on a public highway and cause an accident, you're going to forfeit your coverage.
Mike, Bill Belichick was in town on Friday at the White Sox game, of all places, as a guest of Tony La Russa. On Saturday, he attended Northwestern's women's lacrosse practice or a game. I believe he spoke to the team. Any idea what he's going to do this year? Is he going to write a book? Is he going to consult? Is he going to do whatever it is? I don't know, but there were a lot of people in town thinking, well, boy, while he's in Chicago, why didn't he stick around Halas Hall for a while?
Hey, there's a report that he's writing a book. I just wonder what the publication date would be, because it would be awkward if it comes out next year as he's coaching again, assuming he gets another head coaching job. In theory, he should, but there's a lot of factors that go into it, including the extent to which his presence would undermine people currently in positions of authority with a given team. I think one thing that teams should do now, and I mentioned this recently on PFT Live, they should be hiring him as a consultant to get his thoughts on what to do with the new kickoff. I would love to have the benefit of Bill Belichick's brain to help me come up with ways to receive and to kick with this new formation. And I know that that may be a threat to the current coaching staff wherever, but so what? I said the owner should just go ahead and do it on his own and not even tell the coaches where he got it from. Here's some ideas for you to consider as you're coming up with a strategy for dealing with a new kickoff formation. This is the perfect time for Belichick to be in the NFL, and he's not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So true.
Okay, so we look at the draft. There's always somebody falling. There's always somebody that comes, you know, becomes overly popular. For every, you know, Jaden Daniels jump or J.J. McCarthy love, is it Drake May that's going down? How do you look at what's happening near the top of the draft right now, Mike?
It's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and then it gets very murky after that. Where's J.J. McCarthy? Where's Bo Nix? Where's Michael Penix? Where's Drake May? And, you know, for all of college football season, it was Caleb Williams, Drake May, Caleb Williams, Drake May. Yeah. And what happens is the coaches, when their season's over, they get more actively involved in the scouting. That's what may cause a guy to start to slip a little bit. Draft experts chime in. I know Chris Sims has May at sixth. But you know what? In the top 13 selections, there's seven teams that you could look at and say they want slash need quarterbacks. That's without anyone else trying to trade in from lower in the round. Seven of the top 13 could take a quarterback. There's only six that would potentially be first rounders. Are there going to be six guys gone in the top 13? Are there going to be six guys gone before the Vikings pick at number 11 if they don't move out of that spot? It's going to be crazy potentially next week because you got a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. And they seem to be willing to roll the dice on drafting a guy and hoping that the guy they get works out.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you for your time, as always.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys. Great talking to you.
That is our guy, Mike Florio. Always fun to talk to Mike.
J.J. McCarthy is the, I think, pivotal player in the first round, in the top 10, right? Well, I think the draft begins when you figure out where he goes.
As long as he's one of the guys going after Caleb Williams and before number nine, that's all we're after.
Definitely. I think, isn't that definite, don't you think?
I would hope so.
You know the Bears are going to take Caleb Williams. You're getting stronger suggestions that Jaden Daniels is going to be number two.
Right.
And then just a matter of, do the Patriots favor J.J. McCarthy over Drake May, or does another team feel compelled enough to give up what it takes to get him? I don't know, but that to me, the J.J. McCarthy saga, or the what happens to him on draft night, could dictate the course of the first round.
All right. We're going to – we got a special guest. We're going to bring in our colleague, Danny Parkins. He, of course, the author. His book out today. We'll talk to Danny about his new book and about all the happenings in Chicago sports. We'll do that next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.